Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. And so we say food first because the most common questions that we get in this context of building natural immunity is, what supplements do I need to take? What vitamins do I need to boost my immune system? And man, if you don't start with food, then you're going to unfortunately get yourself into trouble because a supplement is just that, a supplement for that which you're not getting from food.
Supplemental, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, people want to skip food and get it from a supplement. Listen, I study supplements. It's what I do. And I study nutrition. And there is no supplement that will correct an unhealthy diet. There's no chance. If you are not getting food as the basis, the supplement will be on top of that and help. But you have to get your nutrients from food. And that's why you want to power pack nutrients in food. And so every single time that you eat, there's an opportunity there. You look on your plate and you see, hey, what is life giving? What is nutrient dense? What in this is going to be, you say sometimes a blessing to my body, because we tend to eat food that is dead. We tend to eat food that is processed, and there's not as much nutritional value, and it's been fortified with glucose, or it's been minerals that were deposited into it. We call that food. It's not really food. So there's God food and there's man food. There's food by God and there's food by science. We want more food by God, less food by science.
Yeah.
So when you look at what you're consuming, that's why, you know, the old adage of salad first is a really, really good idea. There's enzymes in that salad. There's nutrients in that salad, mostly, unless you're just eating iceberg lettuce. So you're looking at that and you're loading up on the nutrients first. When mom and dad said, don't eat dessert first, they were right. You know, loading up on ice cream or loading up on that Twinkie that has no nutritional properties is not what you want to fuel your body with. Seems simple, but conceptually is different from what actually happens. So that's why you don't snack with things that are processed. If you're going to snack in general, snack with things like almonds or any type of nuts or any type of seeds or, you know, something that's actually going to provide value to your body.
Yeah, nutrient
density. Yeah, any type of produce. That's why it's so important to look at your food first. But supplements, they are important and they do make a world of difference. Many of the most, I'd say, most important supplements when it comes to your immune system are actually herbal based. And we don't get a lot of herbs in general in this country. Other countries, think about Italy, think about France, think about many of the European or Scandinavian countries. Herbs are part of their life. India with turmeric as an example. I mean, we just don't have herbs as a part of our daily lives. I saw one study that showed on average, I forget which three countries they were studying, but there was on average that they were consuming over 40 different types of herbs in a given week. And then they compared that to the United States, the average American, and it was less than one.
Oh yeah. I don't even think I could name 40 herbs.
Right. And so spices and herbs and things that they use and just in their culinary experience, it was just, more than what we do in America. So, there are certain plants or certain herbs that are beneficial to your immune system that, perhaps we were designed to be exposed to, and we don't get them on a regular basis. Okay. I'll give you an example. Echinacea. Echinacea is beneficial to the immune system. Echinacea helps with your body's ability to adapt to viruses and bacteria. Echinacea is something that is not necessarily talked about a whole lot. You hear about vitamin D, you hear about vitamin C, you're hearing more about zinc and quercetin, but you don't hear as much about echinacea. So echinacea is beneficial to the immune system. There's a supplement that that I often recommend to patients. We have an entire immune we call it immune boost bundle, just to play on the words, right? Mm-hmm. That when somebody's asking, hey, how do I, I'd like to help my immune system to function at its best. What are some of the things I can take? And it just became so consistent on a regular basis that it was the same supplements that were recommended that we just bundled it together and we call it the immune boost bundle. One of the supplements in there is called IM Support, stands for immune support. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of those herbs in it. Echinacea is one of the biggest ones in there. Green tea extract is another one. But you hear about vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. I want to touch on zinc because there's different forms of vitamins and supplements and minerals that are out there. And you can really skimp on supplements. It really ranges. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I used to go to the vitamin aisle. I remember going to the vitamin aisle at one of the, like it's like Walgreens or CVS or something like mm-hmm. that. And just the ranges of what you can get all the way from like $5 all the way to like $35. And you're mm-hmm. like, man, what's the difference between the $5 one and the $35 ones? Well, as you study them, you know the difference with the manufacturers and what they can do to cut corners and the ingredients and the raw materials that go into it and just mm-hmm. the storage and the preparation and then the how they ship it and what fillers are in it. There's just a lot of different options there. And so you can find out really quickly if you wanted just mm-hmm. to get the cheapest supplement. There's a lot of different ways to get a very cheap supplement.
Yeah.
But it's about effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. I used to think that vitamins and supplements were a scam. Yeah. Because I would just get whatever the cheapest one was mm-hmm. and it wasn't effective.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was the same way. I used to say, you can just get it from food. If you eat good enough, mm-hmm. then you don't need supplements. Well, that's an uneducated statement. That's if you don't understand the soil degradation mm-hmm. and understand what's happened to our food system. And that's the assumption that you're perfect. You're thinking really highly of yourself about how your habits and your food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So zinc is a mineral that is needed. It's a trace mineral. It actually helps. Most people don't realize what it actually does in the body. It helps to mitigate the inflammatory response in the body. So inflammation is good. We know that it's good, but zinc helps to modulate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so zinc, we should be getting it from food sources and mineral, but again, the minerals have been depleted in our soil. That's one of the reasons why regenerative farming is so important to our lands. It's because it helps to regenerate the soil, the mineral content in the soil. So zinc is such a good, it's a trace mineral. It helps to modulate the immune system response, the inflammatory response. But when it comes to supplementation, it's not always what you're getting directly. It's what your body's absorbing. And what's been found to be true is that the chelated form of zinc actually helps to remineralize your own body and helps to boost your zinc levels within the body. And it works really well with vitamin C. Vitamin C and zinc and quercetin work really well together as far as your immune system. But the chelated form of zinc helps your body. And so what does chelation mean? It's chelation is a chemical. It's a chemical compound that helps to bind specifically metals and helps to bond really well. And so it can get into the body and into the tissue really well. And in nature, we have chemical and chelated binding agents when there's been like forest fires and things like that. And some people will burn their land in general just to help. Well, that ash that those properties will actually help with the binding of minerals. It's really mm-hmm. interesting how we actually need forest fires. And sometimes we actually need to burn our land in mm-hmm. order to help kind of regenerate the land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the chelated version of zinc will actually help with the absorption. And so that's why when I recommend zinc, I recommend it's called Zinc Plus. It's the chelated form mm-hmm. of zinc.
So what I'm hearing you say is this chelation, it binds to maybe the bad things in our body and pulls them out.
So chelation, there's different forms of chelation, but the chelated, some forms of chelation will help to bind the bad stuff and pull that out.
Okay.
But this form of chelation will actually help absorption of the zinc.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's not that's a really good point that you just made, because there are forms of mm-hmm. detoxes that use chelating agents. DSMA as an example, or EDTA. Those are really strong, or zeolite forms. that will help to bind heavy metals. Mm-hmm. But that's very different from like a buffered chelation.
Okay.
And this is a buffered chelation.
Okay.
Which will just help with absorption.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Which if you're wanting to get the most out of your vitamin D and your vitamin C and everything else that you're taking, then you absolutely need great absorption.
You got it. You got it. Mm-hmm. Let's touch on two more vitamins, which are more known. Vitamin C with quercetin is and you might've heard of quercetin before. Vitamin C with quercetin can actually help to not only boost your immune system properties or the properties of your immune system, but can actually help with collagen production, which collagen is needed in your skin, your nails, your hair,
your joints,
Exactly. Most people don't realize how necessary vitamin C is. They just think of it as the, the immune system boosting. Mm-hmm. And I think of oranges, which
eat an orange.
Yeah, you don't get nearly enough from just an orange. And by the way, that's not. Florida did a really good job with advertising and marketing oranges with vitamin C. Cherries actually have a lot of vitamin C mm-hmm. in it, but
broccoli.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, point being, vitamin C with quercetin can be very beneficial for your immune system to help just prepare your body, and also as a side benefit, hair, skin, nails, mm-hmm. joints. Working with magnesium there with your muscles. So vitamin C, and then vitamin D. There is a caveat to vitamin D because vitamin D has now been used medically. They oftentimes in the medical world will prescribe vitamin D now because it's, it's one of the most studied nutrients, mm-hmm. but they're recommending and prescribing vitamin D2, and vitamin D2 is synthetic. It's not going to work in the same way as vitamin D3. Your liver will make vitamin D3 as a reaction to sunlight exposure. Mm-hmm. To sunlight exposure with most of your body exposed for at least 20 to 30 minutes daily will help your body to produce vitamin D. You should be getting it from food as well. The vast majority of Americans are not getting enough vitamin D because of not enough sunlight exposure. Vitamin D3 with a probiotic has been shown to actually raise your intravenous vitamin D levels, so your serum vitamin D levels. Why the probiotic? The probiotic is necessary for the gut. A lot of our guts, it's not about what we take, it's what we absorb. And a lot of times our gut is not absorbing this the way that it really should because of leaky gut or dysbiosis. And these are all big words, just talking about the fact that the gut is a wreck because of our nutrition and mm-hmm. things that we've done, like antibiotics over time. And probiotics, along with the vitamin D3, has been shown to increase your vitamin D levels. And that's what you're really going for. It's about what is actually producing the effect or the desired outcome in the body. And the most natural and most whole food form, the most, I would say, not even just the whole food form, but the most bioavailable form is vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. So in general, the four things that I recommend for boosting the immune system when it comes to supplementation: vitamin D3 with the probiotic, it's one supplement. The vitamin C with the quercetin, that's one supplement. The zinc plus, that's the buffered chelated version of zinc. And then the IM support, and that's with the echinacea and the green tea extract and the herbal blend to help with the boosting of the immune system. But it's more of a support of the immune system is really what that is. Mm-hmm. And so you can get on maxliving.com and search immune boost bundle, and you'll see that bundle that I'm talking about there. And that's the one that if you're going to have something just baseline, you don't have your customized testing for yourself to know exactly what you need, exactly where you're deficient, where you're toxic. That's a basic bundle that can be very helpful with keeping your body adapting and functioning at its absolute best when it comes to supplementation.
Yeah, that's good. So food first.
Food first.
Clean up what you're eating and then take a look at your supplements. Quality supplements. You want to make sure that you are getting the best ingredients that are highly absorbable.
You got it.
That's good. Yeah. So talk about other external forces that can be detrimental to our health. We have spent a lot of time, mm-hmm. I think, just you and I and in our clinic talking about how we have seen the effects of stress and everything going on in the world right now on our patients, on the people that we love. Talk about that.
Yeah, none of us are immune to this, man. I feel like this, these last 18 months or whatever it's been at this point, it's just been heavy, especially as a, you know, I'll speak directly just from my own personal experience, just family that is, I'm feeling the pressure from family, asking questions about what do I do? And they're very unprepared. As a business owner with, you know, CDC recommendations and then OSHA laws and the local health departments, and then people coming in either feeling safe or not feeling safe, and team members who just have questions or are just struggling to stand on the front lines. And I know we all have our various degrees of stress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really changed how I talk about stress, because now I'm personally experiencing it in a way that I've not experienced it ever. And so I used to say things like, you know, deadlines at work and school projects. No, there's more than just that. There's also like grieving losses, and whether that's somebody actually physically passing away or losses of relationships, and how heavy that can be when that's somebody you you really loved and what's close to you. And so I think I'm not alone with some of these things. There's a lot of people struggling with emotional stress, mm-hmm. and that has a detrimental impact on the immune system. Mm-hmm. Detrimental. And what I have to and have had to remind myself of, it's not about the stresses, it's how we adapt. And there are certain things that you can do to prepare your mind and your body to be able to respond better. Mm-hmm. And one of them is not focus on the stress, not focus on the problem. It's one of the reasons why I've had to turn off the news. As much as I want to be informed and want to know what's going on, I find myself hearing the news and getting sucked into the new variant, the Delta variant, yeah. or what's happening in New York or California, or what the CDC is doing next, or, you know, what the new restrictions or requirements or the lockdowns or how long they think it's going to go or how much we're spending or where our country is going. And I can just find myself getting sucked into that very quickly. So for me, and also I found that it's mostly propaganda. for me, I've just turned that off. Mm-hmm. And instead of spending maybe my morning looking at that, I spend my morning really focusing on spiritual text. So for me, mm-hmm. that's Bible. I'm in prayer. I'm in meditation. I'm in contemplative thought. I'm thinking about my thoughts and mm-hmm. emotions and preparing my day in that way. And I've found that with patients and with people, and right now with contextually with the world and meeting with a lot of people, because we have a unique opportunity to talk to a lot of people on a week-to-week basis, mm-hmm. is that a lot of people are getting sucked into the news and getting sucked into, they feel like they have to keep up with everything, because mm-hmm. their workplace is going to change things based off of whatever's happening that given week. But what I also find is that person who's intentional with preparing their mind in the morning, mm-hmm. and intentional with their habits, and instead of thinking about the stress, focusing on peace management. It's not stress management, it's peace management. Mm-hmm. And when that person prepares their mind, prepares their heart for their day, and realize that this life that we're living right now is not our own, you know, and that there's something bigger in the world than what's happening in the news right now, that person has less stress, has less anxiety, has less depression. And so for me, that's I'm working on that, just like I think all of us are, but mm-hmm. It has a big impact on your immune system. And I have just seen this so consistently. There's lots of studies on this too, but I've seen it so consistently with patients. Like, you can almost predict who's going to get sick. Mm. Not just from COVID, but from anything.
Yeah.
That person who's stressed, who's angry, who's, I'd say has anxiety about the days that we're in, mm-hmm. who's, you know, worried. And I'm not just saying like worried about the state of our country. I think we all are, but more like you can see this physiological thing that's happening within them. Mm-hmm. You know, someone who's really upset. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a state, it's like a constant state. That person gets sick.
Yeah.
Not just with COVID or the flu. It's like that person, unfortunately, is more susceptible to cancer.
Mm-hmm. For example, I saw a patient yesterday who, she's been a patient for a while, so she's been getting adjusted. She understands the importance of her nervous system. And, for the past couple of weeks, she's been coming in and saying, man, my left knee, it hurts. I didn't fall. I didn't have any sort of injury. It's been really painful. Same complaint past 4-5 weeks. She came in yesterday and she said, you know what the funniest thing is? I mean, you've been checking my knee every week, told me that there's nothing wrong with it, but it's been so painful. Over the weekend, I had a conversation with a family member of mine, and we reconciled some things that have been buried deep, and mm-hmm. there was unforgiveness and there was bitterness there. And ever since then, my knee hasn't had any pain at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one could look at that and say, oh, that's kind of like mystical. That's kind of woo-woo. That's kind of out there. But I mean, what she experienced was real.
Mm-hmm.
The emotion and the stress that she was carrying with her that had built up to the point where it was causing physiological symptoms in her body, that was not able to go away as much as I checked her knee, adjusted it once when it needed to be adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
But her body was not able to heal that until she had let go of that stress.
Yeah, I believe that 100%. That a lot of times there, it is mind over medicine a lot of times, that when there's a problem, as an example, anger shows up with stomach problems,
mm-hmm.
Digestive issues.
Mm-hmm.
You do see this consistently where there's unforgiveness and there's root causes of disease with bitterness,
mm-hmm.
lack of love. I mean, there's, you know, what some might call fruit of the spirit. And when there's, you know, one of those missing links there, that there's real physiological problems that happen. So I think that this idea of stress just being a part of our lives now, I think if we just take a step back and think about that, that means that sickness is now a part of our lives. Mm. It's our new normal. If that's what we so choose, and that's what we choose to fill our minds up with. So I would encourage you, you know, turn it off. You're not going to miss out. People will tell you, trust me, mm-hmm. as I've turned it off over time, people still tell me what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't missed out on things. Mm-hmm. What I am now more grateful for is the fact that, you know, relationally and everything else, I don't have to live in this chronic state of stress mm-hmm. and fear and anxiety over the next thing. And so, you know, mental stress, anxiety, depression, all of these things, you know, I think, by the way, that's all been kind of thrown out the window. As people who struggle with anxiety, like during this whole pandemic crisis, we kind of just put them to the side, haven't we?
Oh my gosh, they have been the greatest casualty.
Mm-hmm.
Like forcing them to do all of these things that are going to heighten their anxiety it's just atrocious.
Yeah. I saw someone have a panic attack, anxiety on an airplane.
Mm.
You know, she already had a fear of flying and issues of flying. And now you add in the fact that she can't breathe very easily through that mask and full blown panic attack. And when she took down her mask to get breath and everything, you should see the looks and just such a sweet stewardess and whatnot who helped this person. And, you know, we just have thrown those people with mental health conditions. Again,
mm-hmm.
it goes back to acceptance and not just tolerating, but including the mm-hmm. people who are the weakest among us and not bullying them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're one of those people, just realize that, like, if you're struggling right now with stress, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who are struggling with that. But what you can do about that is change what you do, mm-hmm. right? You change what you do. So focus on the next thing when it comes to your morning routine. What are you filling your mind up with?
Mm-hmm.
So start with something that's going to be uplifting, that's going to remind you that you're small compared to everything else in the world. You know, I went out west and in the mountains as an example. I just loved it out there because it reminded me how small our problems really are in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
In the grand scheme of things, I feel like from my perspective, I serve a big God and my problems are small compared to the world, right? Compared to what's happening. And I feel like it's important to remind ourselves of that.
Yeah.
But it's not just emotional stress. There's also physical stress. Mm-hmm. You know, what I mean by that is physical stress is stress on your body, right? It's stress on your body. And think about this. This person who's in constant pain, as an example, that's stress on their body. It's stress on their nervous system. And when your nervous system is stressed, it doesn't rest. It doesn't digest. It doesn't heal. It doesn't recuperate the way that it should. It doesn't function or adapt the way that it should. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are struggling with pain, and it's kind of gotten put to the side over the last 18 months. Mm-hmm. Chronic headaches. I find people who've gotten worse with their headaches because of the physical or the emotional stress.
Yeah.
Just caused damage to the nervous system. And then now there's an exacerbation of the physical stress. Mm-hmm. So pain in general will cause your immune system to be lowered. It's called nociception. Mm-hmm. Now, physical pain, that's the obvious one. But there's also physical damage to the nervous system that doesn't always show up in pain. Mm-hmm. Only a small percentage of the nerves in your nervous system actually feel pain. And the quickest way to cause your nervous system to be out of balance is the physical stress on the spinal nerves or the spinal cord in general. Mm-hmm. And so what that looks like physically is one or more of those individual bones that is supposed to surround and protect the nervous system can actually shift, cause damage, cause stress on the nerves themselves. And then when those nerves are no longer happy and healthy and functioning the way they should be, those nerves become stressed. Mm-hmm. And that's that fight or flight mode that we can get ourselves into very quickly. That unfortunately, when your body's in that fight or flight, again, it's not healing and repairing the way that it should.
Right, right. And I think that sympathetic nervous system, it's becoming more common language because people are becoming familiar with sympathetic overdrive, because that's the state that, especially here in America, we are stuck in. So when you are stuck in sympathetic overdrive and your body is constantly in that fear mode, that fight or flight mode, then it's not going to heal the way you need it to. That's the biggest number one thing that you can do to quote unquote boost your immune system, mm-hmm. is to strengthen your nervous system.